I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey guys, it's Allie with the Hollywood Life podcast, and it's just me solo today. Bonnie took a little vacay, but I'm so excited to have a really special guest here today, someone that I'm a huge fan of and have had the pleasure of interviewing before, but not for several years. We've just kind of figured out, which it almost seems like yesterday because it was pre-COVID, but like it wasn't yesterday. So I have fitness extraordinaire Jillian Michaels here with me today. Jillian, thanks for joining.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I was just thinking, does pre-COVID seem like yesterday, or does it seem like another lifetime? It's like a little of both.
A little bit of both, right. So all I can say pre-COVID wise is that, and right when I had met Jillian in person, she kind of walked me through a workout, and I couldn't do a push-up, and it was like, holy shit, why can't I do a push-up? And so truly it like kickstarted a fitness journey for me. And now I can like pretty much do a really good hand release push-up, and I'm getting there. I just want to like,
I love it. That's awesome.
It is. It's fun. And there's just so much like I want to ask you about, especially, you know, we're starting off the new year. There's so many people that are wanting to jump on the like new lifestyle bandwagon. And so what's your advice to them? What's your advice for people who kind of yo-yo diet through the years and you know, find like a new way, a start to something new, to kick off a new lifestyle? What's your advice?
I mean, look, if we're still in New Year's speak, then by all means, take advantage of it, right? Allow any opportunity to catalyze you towards a positive change in any area of your life. And I think a new year presents the metaphor of a clean slate, if you will. So awesome. Use that to catapult yourself towards whatever it is that you want, whether it's fitness or relationships or career, go for it. If, you know, you see this and you think, it's almost February, and fine. Every day is a new one and another opportunity to make a better choice. Mm-hmm. And it's that simple. I didn't say easy. You know, from there, I think the first thing that needs to be done with any goal you're trying to achieve is, it's now become cliche to say this, but when I stole this originally, it was over a decade ago, and I stole it from Nietzsche, to be clear. Mm-hmm. So at that time, it's like very erudite. Now it's like everybody has co-opted the phrase, but you've got to find your why. Mm. And it's that why that allows you to tolerate the how. And the how is the work and the sacrifice associated with the goal. It's work. So work that has a purpose becomes passion. Work without purpose feels punishing. So the first thing you got to think about is, what is it that I want? Why do I actually want this? And what does it look like in my life? Mm-hmm. Is it like, I want to be a role model for my kids, and I'm snowboarding on the mountain with them, and they're going to remember me as like this badass adventure mom. I lost a loved one to breast cancer, and I'm going to live my best life in their honor, and I'm going to raise money running a 5K for, you know, Susan G. Komen. I just want to have sex with the lights on and feel more comfortable. Great.
Yeah.
All of the above. Awesome. Pick the things that matter to you. And then you can pepper in the information. Eat less, move more, use common sense. That shit is simple.
Yeah. I think that's such a great point, because I know when I had started kind of my journey, and it had happened right before COVID, and I had lost, you know, 25 pounds, and felt great. I looked great, but the second that we went into quarantine, I was a mess. I was so anxious and scared to gain it all back. And that started just hindering me into a place where I did end up gaining it back because I was so fearful and out of control. And so I think it's because though I didn't have that why when I started, it just was something like I threw myself into and was like, and this is what I need to do, not really with an overarching goal. Would you say that that makes sense?
Oh, absolutely. Of course. I think that motivation, right? So inspiration is something from outside of yourself. So this podcast that you saw inspired you. Awesome, right? A book you read, a song you heard, a show you saw, whatever, that you went, oh man, if they can do it, I can do it. And that's great. It's like jump starting a dead battery. But for that car to stay on the road, you got to have the why. And the why is motivation. And that's where motivation and inspiration are very different things. So when you were in lockdown or in some scenario that shuts you down emotionally, psychologically, physically, whatever it may be, you not only have to reestablish the why, I recommend looking for things you can control, looking for the lesson in whatever the setback is, mm-hmm. and allowing that to become part of your motivation. Like, I'm out of control here, so I'm going to find control where I can over here. Or I'm in lockdown and, you know, I see whenever that great health is one of the best forms of preventative medicine. Right. So I'm going to allow that to help me stay on course. So looking for the lesson in these setbacks, COVID or anything else for that matter, because just about anything can throw us off track.
Yeah.
Is going to be instrumental in helping you stay the course. And you'll have setbacks. That's all part of it.
Right.
That's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's about winning more than you lose. Right. So it's like, you know, back and forth, but ultimately 3 steps forward, 2.7 steps back. Think of it like that.
And when you, looking at just workouts and kind of getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, what is your advice for like sticking out those, you know, last 3 reps that make your arms shake, but you want to drop and you don't?
Okay. That is actually when I think most of, because I realize that those 3 reps are the most important.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones that are actually going to apply stress. And it's the stress that your body is adapting to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you take it to a point, a threshold, where it's pushing, but not. And then the body says, whoa, that's a lot. I got to get faster, stronger, quicker, better endurance, more mobility. And it adapts to that stress. So if you remember that, like, just one more, two more, one more, this is that progress happens. It makes it a little bit easier because, like I said, it has that purpose that's connected to your something you're very passionate about.
Mm-hmm. And people can kind of work out with you-ish and have you lead them with the fitness app that you developed. It's called the Fitness App by Jillian Michaels. Tell me a little bit about how this differs really from any other workout app and just how you, like anything else you've done.
Okay. Well, it was the Jillian Michaels app and then it became the Fitness App because we're adding new talent to the platform. So that's kind of great.
Yeah.
I tell you how happy I am to finally be doing that. So we have a fantastic trainer named Taylor Walker on there who, was pregnant. So the first program we did was prenatal fitness. So if anybody's pregnant or knows anyone who's pregnant, it is a bomb prenatal workout program. Taylor's right there with you, pregnant. So that's great. And now we're going to move on to like a 30-day program with Taylor. now that the baby is born. And then we have Jamie McFadden, who's our self-care specialist, Jim Donovan, who's our sleep expert. We just added Ryan Clarenbach for guys. So we're right in the process of building out his programs. Because the way the app works is that it's a one-stop shop for food, fitness, meditation, mindfulness, and sleep support. You're about to see my dog in about 5 seconds. Please don't do it. Don't do it, buddy. He's here. Here he comes. So sorry. Don't do it. No, no. Oh my God. He just smashed that into the. Okay, you want to go outside? You hear the tail thumping into the wall? I'm doing a pitch here. Don't come under the chair. If it's not the kids, mama, it's the dogs.
It's the dogs. It's always the dogs.
Yeah. No, baby. Go lay.
Work from home.
Oh, so anyway, I'm going to try this again. It's a one-stop shop for fitness, food, meditation, sleep support, community, and coaching that you can use on any device at any time. So your phone, your tablet, your TV, your Apple Watch, audio workouts, in the gym workouts, at home workouts, all different kinds of equipment, all different kinds of workouts, all different kinds of meal plans, anything and everything you need, customized just for you based on what you like, what you don't like, what your goals are, where you're currently at, and on and on and on from there.
And I love that you can play your own music during your workout. Like, that's a really awesome addition to be able to.
It's all customized.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, to answer before, I was so rudely interrupted by the dog. The whole idea behind the app, so while it does have follow along video workouts, it has a very unique interactive engine. So it works like this. You can show up and pick any one of my old DVDs if you want it, because people still use those. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I have a DVD player. They're like, oh, my son's Xbox. So they're all in there. You can stream it to your TV from the app. Great. Then there are programs I created that are dynamic. So you can preview the workout and say, no, I've got a knee injury. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. Or you can say to me, it's too hard. And then it'll default to the modified moves, or it's too easy. And then it'll advance you to the more difficult versions of those exercises. You can change the amount of time between exercises. Then there's a completely separate thing called the workout generator. So you can show up and say, you know what? I just want like a 10-minute ab workout. I have no equipment. I'm an advanced athlete. And it'll populate it for you on the spot. Or you go to the gym and you say, all right, I'm in the gym. I want a personal trainer. I want a 45-minute total body workout. And then I will literally, and I'm an intermediate level athlete, and it gets created for you on the spot. And I walk you through reps, sets, how to use the equipment, the form, there's tutorials. So it's dynamic, completely interactive as well.
Yeah, I saw that new feature that just came out in December. That's the in-gym personal trainer. And that's such a cool thing, because people really don't know how to properly use the gym equipment. They can't afford a one-on-one personal trainer, and they go around and they're like, I don't know what to do. So I'm just going to sit up here and like.
All transparency, that is actually launching next week. Because it was supposed to launch. And then it's so specific that I had to make a few more tweaks to it, because we use it in this thing called test flight. So I know the way that I think, but then I have friends use it and they didn't watch the instruction video. So they didn't know how to set their weights and reps.
Right.
So I was like, okay, we gotta go back and make sure they have to watch this. Make sure they watch it before they can use it. And then make sure. So it's launching next week.
But okay, that is great. Exactly what it is. I think it's
so go right now and it's not on there. It will be on there next week.
It will be on there. Okay. We'll make sure to put this up when it's on there, and then they'll be able to know, right. Go right to it. And so how did you, and then there's the advanced meal planner. So it's really is, like you said, this one-stop shop. Do people put in, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds and gain muscle and do this and do that. And it's just all in one, in the palm of their hand.
Well, you can't really do that very effectively, which is kind of a huge issue in fitness, because people believe that they can gain muscle and lose weight at the same time. You really can't. They're very different mechanisms. I had many different arguments about this, including a fight with a doctor on Biggest Loser who told me the contestants had gained muscle. And I was like, I don't know how. It seems physiologically how.
Right.
Because you're to gain muscle, and to put this in perspective for you, and I'm going off piece here because I know you but if you look at one of the greatest bodybuilders in the world, right? Like a guy like Phil Heath, I'll never forget. He goes, I put on about 3 pounds of muscle a year. And I was like, wait, is that it? And he goes, well, go get 3 pounds of burger meat and slather it all over your body. It's a lot, but this is the greatest bodybuilder in the world. You know how hard that is for him to do? He's eating like a horse, right? And he's lifting it like crazy heavy weights, very low reps. Everything is designed to gain muscle mass. Whereas you can maintain muscle, you can burn intramuscular fat, you can build muscle strength, muscle power, muscle endurance, mobility, all of those things. But you kind of have to say, I want to lose, I want to gain, I want to maintain. Mm. And then it establishes how much food you should be eating. Because at the end of the day, stress is stress. So when it comes to weight loss, we're applying stress. And we have a calorie deficit so that the body goes into fat stores for more energy. When you want to gain muscle, we're applying stress and we're eating way more calories so that when we're rebuilt and we are applying way more stress, lifting very heavy. So if you did select that, mm-hmm. you get a different program and a different meal plan. So yes, basically you tell me what you want and it will tell you what are the right programs for you. With that said, just as a side note, don't do those two things the same. You won't be successful. So bulking and shredding same time, no. This is mostly.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And then shred them. There are people that go the other way. I found it more effective to do it. But like I said, most women don't generally want to bulk. Mm-hmm. I don't hear it often.
Right. And then like with same with like fat loss, like you can't target fat loss. Like that's such a myth too, that people are like, I want to lose lower belly fat. And that's so difficult. Like
no, you can't do it. Are you serious right now? I'm wearing sweatpants, which is going to make this even more embarrassing, but just 1 second.
I'm drinking pre-workout.
No, I can't work with this. Take your little butt outside. Go. Belly fat. I'm here. Here we go. Spot reduced fat. However, there are certain techniques that will accelerate fat oxidation. Because it burns more calories.
Right.
And at the end of the day, calories are units of energy. It doesn't get burned, it gets stored in your fat cells. It just does. So even if a food is extremely healthy, if it has a lot of energy that you're not burning, it will get stored in your fat cells. So if we want to burn off excess body fat, you have to have a calorie deficit. You do. There's a great, all the people that love to jump out of the woodwork and call bullshit, you do. Go watch The Mathematics of Weight Loss by Ruben Meerman on TED Talk. This is a biochemist. He explains it very simply. Health and weight loss, not the same thing. Should they intersect? Yes, in a perfect world. But you can go read about the Twinkie diet, mm-hmm. done by a professor of nutrition. The guy ate nothing but crap I think it was 6 weeks. It could have been a little longer. And he lost 27 pounds. So it might've been a little longer, eating complete shit, just less of it.
Less.
So we got to burn more calories. That's how you burn through body fat. Would I love you to be eating whole foods? Of course I would. No processed junk? Sure. don't drink so much? Yes. But at the end of the day, it's about burning calories to get body fat off. You want to talk about longevity, heart health, cognitive function, different conversation. But yeah, so weight loss is high intensity interval training, circuit training, resistance training, plyometrics, more intense, aggressive fitness techniques done for shorter periods of time. Yeah. It's going to be the most effective during the workout and after the workout's over.
Yeah. And I loved what you posted on your Instagram the other day. First of all, I love all of your reels and TikToks and stuff that you're doing. They're so fun and honestly important, because I think that there is a lot of like influencers on TikTok that are like, walk 10,000 steps a day and you're fine. And like, it's like, I was like, what? Like, but anyway.
Oh, that's 10,000 steps, like 5 miles a day, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that was awesome. I don't even think I get... I don't get
time that. To do that. Like, if that's all I have to do, I don't have time. But
that's a lot of steps, dude. But you don't have to literally like walk around with your computer doing your podcast. But
I know, exactly.
It's awesome.
But I loved how you wrote the other day, the little kind of meme thing about, you know, am I bored or hungry? Like stomach, like, let me just try to find out for, you know, until how long. It's so true.
Oh, it's like, are you stressed or are you, what was it? Stressed or lonely or I can't even,
right.
No, stressed, anxious, stomach. I'll just eat while we try to figure it out. Bored.
Bored. Oh, stressed. Yeah.
Stressed or bored. Yeah.
So true. It just was so like relatable. I was like, yep. And I'm happy that you like feel, you get that too. You're, you know, it's not like you're just a superwoman that like, even though you look like it, you're just like a living proof.
Bless you. Yeah, no, I am not at all. But my whole background comes from having been an overweight kid and utilizing food as a coping mechanism. So for me, I understand it differently than I think other people do. I do it for different reasons than some other people do. And that's just the angle I come at it from. Whereas you could very well be inspired by somebody who looks 10 times more fit than me and loves fitness. And that's awesome. You know, different people are going to identify with different experts. And my personal background is that of utilizing food that way. So every day I think about it. I constantly am aware of it. And you never slay those demons, but you can tame them.
Yeah. Definitely. And moving a little into your personal life and your recent engagement, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us just a little bit about how the proposal went down, if you will.
Oh, it was so, I'm this poor girl. So we about it for a long time. And when we first met, I was like, I can't, I don't have the bandwidth for more kids. I'm so deal breaker for you. I've got two and my hands are full raising the two that I have with work and everything. And she had said at the time, like, I don't think that's a deal breaker for me if I'm involved with your kids, but I will need to be married one day. And I was like, okay. I was always just like, well, nothing's a sure thing. You know, people break up, people change. But I thought, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. And then as the years went on, and you know, they say for better or worse, like worse happened. No one died, but worse happened. Like, right. I did lose my parent that I was very attached to. So somebody did die, but not a human. But I mean, we went through hell, we had COVID together, locked in a house together, two kids. And like anything that you think is going to change somebody or break up a relationship, we went through stuck in the house for years together. I mean, and we came out of it people and a better couple. So I felt actually like, man, if I could make it through life with anybody, it would be you, it would be her.
Yeah.
And so then we began talking about it. It was kind of like, okay, we're going to do this. And the planning started before the proposal, not intentionally, but because of dates being backed up and me needing to have both kids at the same time. And so it had to be summer, like these very specific dates in July. So then like I had a plan to destroy our anniversary and like pretend that, and then propose that got ruined. And then there was a family trip and it was, and then that got ruined. And then I wanted to go to New York to the place we went on our first date. And then that got ruined. And I was like, oh my God. And time is running out. Like we have to get invitations out. And she literally was like, baby, you know, like the balloon or skywriting and shit, like, stop. So I, you know, because you're just like, I need to, like, fireworks need to go off.
Right.
And then Jordan needs to show up because that's her favorite player. And he needs to, you know, like, it could, like, nothing would line up. So it was like a Sunday morning and we were just like laying in bed lazy. And, you know, you sit there and you think, God, I love this person. Like, I cannot imagine waking up without this person. Thank God for this person. And in that moment, I was just like, fuck this. And I was like, I love you. I love you more than anything in the world. You know, you've been all these things for me. Will you marry me? And she's like, she laughed that I was kidding. She's like, that's cute, honey. And I was like, no, I mean it.
This
she's
is like, it. This is the moment.
She's like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, you gotta go get the ring. I was like, oh shit, I bought one. So I went,
gosh,
I went and got the ring. So she definitely was like, oh my God, you're ridiculous. And I was like, I don't know. It was the most organic moment that, you know, but the wedding is a lot of pomp and circumstance. So that is in Venice in the summer. And that'll be great. And then the honeymoon is, we're going to Namibia. So that's got a lot of stuff going on, but I botched the hell out of that. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious though. Such a good story, really, for the story. Oh, okay. And, for the wedding, that's so great. So it'll be in Venice in summer. Do you, have any idea about what you're going to wear?
Yes. Hold on. Depicted it. I'm actually going to wear Zuhair.
Yeah.
Black. Ready to wear. She's getting a Zuhair bridal. Mm-hmm. And there, but it's Zuhair. Yeah, I was just asking her. And it's Zuhair ready to wear, and it's gonna be black. Cause I didn't want to wear white. It's not my color. And I was like, she's like, you cannot wear black. And I was like, no. And then her mom, thank God, was like, of course she can. And I was like, yeah, babe, two women are getting married in Italy. Anything is possible.
Very true.
I was like, I wear black.
So, it's your thing too.
That's what I'm going to wear. And I guess by chance she's going to, I don't know. She put the whole thing together. She's going to wear the same thing. So maybe it's not by chance. Different, same designer, different dress.
And your kids will be involved. Like you said, you're going to have your two kids there.
Oh yeah. Lou is the bridesmaid. Dee's sister is the maid of honor. And then my son is going to be the best man, which everybody's like, you cannot have a 9-year-old be your best man. So I went through the duties with him.
Yeah.
And yeah, it wasn't the best idea, but you know, I'm like, buddy, you gotta like, I need a party.
Right, is he gonna throw you like a?
Yeah, I'm like, you gotta throw me a bar. And the ideas are terrible. Why don't we go fishing on an oil rig? I'm like, no, that's not what we're gonna do. Yeah, it's like a disaster.
Oh like, my gosh.
Gonna hold the band, I think, and you gotta give like the first speech. And he's like, I'm not gonna give the first speech. I'm like, no, you are. We practiced the like ding, ding, ding.
Right.
So who knows? That's also probably a terrible idea, but
hilarious.
He is going to be my best man. And then my future nephew, Milano, is going to be my like head groomsman, but I think Milo is going to have to kind of, he's a little more mature. So I was like, you're going to have to like pick up some of the,
take the reins.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Teamwork. Yeah.
Are either, well, the 9-year-old, your son's obviously not of drinking age. Is Milo or not either?
No, he's 10 and a half. That year. Well, there's a, you know, yeah, I think Milo is going to at least will be able to help people sit down. And yes. I don't know.
Usher a little. That is so good. Now, looking ahead, do you think that we can see you develop your own show or anything when it comes to, you know, your fitness brand, your workouts? I know that I agree with what you said about Biggest Loser, that they kind of made a, you know, production over weight loss, which isn't necessarily so PC these days.
Well, somebody asked me, you know, is there anything you regret? And it's like, oh, I regret yelling at people. I don't at all. I know exactly what I was saying. No, don't. You can throw that out there and over the plate. I'm not going to hit it because I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
If there's anything that I wish wasn't the case, I mean, of course I wish they didn't go home. Of course I wish that. But it's a game show. So right. Well, I'm not a producer. I didn't create it. It did give me a huge platform. You asked me what I would change. I would love to change that. TV in general, unless it's scripted drama, I don't think it works. Like, yeah. Honestly, like unless it's, you know, Yellowstone or Yellow Jackets or I don't know why all the yellow shows. Apparently I've been watching a lot of yellow shows. The Dexter reboot, which sucked. I'm so mad about that. How's no one talking about that? That's a different conversation. Like, the scripted dramas, yes, all day long, but I did two shows in 2015, like lost so much money not focusing on the things that where the eyeballs actually were. I can do a reel and get 900,000 views on a reel, and a cable show gets maybe 500,000 viewers and is considered a win.
Yep.
It doesn't work. It's all digital. It's all podcasts. Yeah. It's all social. It's all TikToks. It's all reels. It's all apps. TV's dead.
Yep.
If people ask me, I'm like, no one's there. No one is there. Maybe cable news, which by the way, they're ingesting like on their device.
Yep.
No one's there. Like magazine covers, it's like the app store cover. We're like, oh, getting another app feature again. Like, gone are the days when, oh, really hope to get on the cover of.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Health. Like, it just doesn't, isn't it? No one buys those.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole world is digital, as you know.
Yeah.
And so no, girl, it's all for me. Like, instead of making a TV show, I make TikToks.
Yep.
I like the fact that in my life, I say to my business partner all the time, I'm like, I can't believe I've spent the day making TikToks with my dog. And this is the best thing for our business.
Yeah.
And, just laugh. And it is.
It doesn't feel like work.
I'm like, how is this? And he's like, oh, mama, it's just, you know, you're omnipresent and, you know, it's just this visibility factor, but that's where the eyeballs are.
Yep.
So, you know, that's where you focus. Even books, I haven't even written a book, and I write blogs and I can do a YouTube video. And if it's a sexy topic, it'll get 250,000 views, because I haven't focused on building that channel until recently. So it has like 350,000 followers, I think.
That's great.
On YouTube. And that will get 250,000 views. You won't even sell 50,000 copies anymore, because everybody gets it for free in blogs and vlogs.
Exactly.
Fiction. Same story.
Yeah. It makes so much sense. And it really is like, the quick delivery instead of waiting, you know, a week for another episode. It's the quick delivery to go right to your TikTok, save the video of your workout that you're doing, and like interact with your followers and fans immediately as well, instead of, you know, fan mail. Like, remember, like you'd get letters probably, like handwritten letters.
I actually completely forgot that. Yeah. And little headshots to sign and stuff.
Yes.
Now I just get like, I don't always get into the DMs because sometimes it overwhelms me, but we do have a little private Facebook community.
Yep.
And comment in there. Anybody can sign up. It's private, but like we, you know, you get approved.
Right.
Because sometimes in those comments, man, or the DMs, you just, it's like, whoa, you can't.
Then.
But occasionally I catch some of those DMs that are like, oh, can you make a video for my wife? And sign this headshot.
Right.
I don't even remember. I don't think I've gotten anything like that in years.
Yeah. Or like their DVD covers, probably you would have to like.
Yeah. No, not in years. Never.
Oh, it's so crazy. I remember I had like one of your, when I was in high school, it was like when I had one of your DVDs and I would do it like before school every morning. And I was like a cheerleader and I always was like, this really makes my, like me, like my lifts better and stuff. And I would do, the videos. And I just remember one quote and I really think about it all the time. You said, and my parents are coaches. So like the yelling never bothers me at all. It like makes me actually work harder. It was like, that's all I want. Everything you got. I just want everything you got. And that's what you said. All I want is everything you got. That's it. Everything you got.
and then now I'd be like, and then a little more.
And then more.
A little bit more than that now. But yeah.
I love it. Jillian, it's always so fun talking with you. And I just really take your advice to heart. And I know that all of our followers do as well. So thank you so much as always for chatting. And tell us where we can get the fitness app by Jillian Michaels.
Anywhere apps are sold. Anywhere. You can go to thefitnessapp.com, the App Store, the Google Play Store. If you have a Samsung TV, it's already pre-downloaded into your TV. Epic. You can download the Apple TV app and pull it off of that. You can cast it from your phone to the TV. Anywhere, everywhere. Apps are omnipresent.
Fabulous. Thank you so much again. Hopefully we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sweetheart. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye.